And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we are going to get started for you right now. A Saginaw man is facing multiple felony charges after a shooting inside of a downtown apartment building left a woman injured. Authorities say 33-year-old Robert Simbor was arrested following an incident late Sunday night at Rosen Towers on South Harrison Street. Investigators allege an argument began between Simbor and a female neighbor on the building's fourth floor after she confronted him about his behavior. According to court records, the woman retreated to her apartment after Simbor allegedly displayed a firearm. Police say several rounds were then fired through a wall separating the two units, striking the 46-year-old woman in the leg. Two other occupants inside the apartment were not injured, and the victim is continuing to recover. Simbor has been charged with 3 counts of assault with intent to murder, along with multiple weapons-related offenses and a charge tied to damage to police property. Court documents also reference a history of mental health concerns. He remains lodged in the Saginaw County Jail on a $425,000 bond and is scheduled to return to court later this month. And just a quick reminder that a disabled wind turbine in Tuscola County is scheduled to undergo controlled blade removal this weekend, prompting officials to alert nearby residents about potential noise and vibration. Authorities say the turbine that's located near the intersection of Vassar and Elmwood Roads has a damaged blade that will be intentionally imploded as part of a planned safety operation. The work is expected to take place today between noon and 6 p.m. or tomorrow, designated as an alternate date if needed. Residents in the surrounding area may hear a significant blast and could experience temporary shaking or window vibration during the operation. Emergency officials are advising the public not to be alarmed if loud noises are heard during the scheduled work period. The controlled demolition is being coordinated by Consumers Energy and local emergency response units. And several improvements are being done to the Nevesta Township Cemetery. During the last township meeting, Supervisor Chad Daniels outlined the improvements that are being done to the cemetery, including the main building being painted and new windows being installed. Siding and roof repairs are going to be done to the fuel shed, and approval was given to remove the old cement outhouses in the back part of the cemetery. And we'll be right back after this obituaries report. And we have one obituary to report at this time. George W. Jackson passed away peacefully Friday, June 5th, 2026, as residents in Ubley, Michigan. George was born on August 26, 1934 in Ubley and went on to proudly serve his country as a member of the United States Army. Being a mechanic was his specialty. He humbly talked about working on tanks and all other kinds of military equipment. On April 25, 1967, George married Linda Leanna Junick. Left to cherish his memories are his wife of 59 years, Linda, children Gigi, Ruth, Tracy, Brent, and Lavenna, his grandchildren, and his 10 great-grandchildren. Visitation will take place on Wednesday, June 10th, 2026, at Our Savior Lutheran Church, 123 West Irwin Street in Bad Axe, Michigan, from 9 a.m. until the time of service. The funeral service will take place at 11 a.m. at church on Wednesday. At 1 p.m. on Wednesday, family and friends will travel in procession from the church to Valley Cemetery in Ubley, Michigan, for committal prayers, military honors. Military honors will be conducted under the auspices of the United States Army and the Thumb Veterans Organization. Those planning an expression of sympathy may wish to consider a memorial to wishes of the family in care of Ruth A. Panderin. Arrangements have been entrusted to the McAlpine Funeral Home at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And we are back, and that was your news and obituaries for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.